Hey, Dale, so good to have you with us. Hey, I want to ask you, Dale, about one of the things that's in the news today. It's about the Marty Brooks situation, the hearing before the board, all sorts of dirty laundry being aired. Before we came in here, I did a little something. I just Googled Baird Center, which in the past when we Googled, it was beautiful and spectacular and people bragged about it. Now when you Google it just today, the first 10 stories that come up are the Marty Brooks story. I don't want to ask you to go inside the hearing because I know that's not your deal, but how tough is it when you Google Milwaukee or Baird Center and this is the sort of story that first comes up?
Well, I'm not worried about it long term. That will pass. Obviously, it's coming to the top of your Google search because it's fresh news, but this is not a Baird Center issue. This is not the Wisconsin Center District. When you're a CEO, you have to remember you work for the board. You are not your own man or woman just doing what you want. A governance structure has a board, and a board are your bosses. And somewhere along the line, that broke down, and it's very unfortunate to see the dialogue that happened this morning. It was unprofessional on one side. That would be on Marty's side. A lot of the people he called out, I know personally. They are very good people, people of integrity. So this will pass. And the press likes drama like this. I get it. There's, you know, something we'll see there, but it will pass and there will be no hit to Milwaukee or the Baird Center.
So Jim Cantor, one of those people, was mentioned multiple times. He's now Dale and, of course, that interim chief of staff role. He's said to us he doesn't anticipate himself there long term. If you're putting your shoes on and you're part of the group that is going to pick out who the next president and CEO will be, what are you looking for in an applicant that will ensure you they're in it for the long haul and they're the right person for the job?
Well, someone that could right the ship. And you always look for people within the industry that have knowledge of the industry. That's also not a must, though. I mean, there are benefits sometimes of taking folks from outside of the industry. Leadership is leadership. They'll do a national search, and I'm confident they will do that well. So there's just leadership. Industry knowledge is good. But also, at this point, they're probably looking for someone who's proven to just be steady Freddy and not emotional and professional to make sure the train's on the track.
Hey, Dale, unfortunately, we've only got a few seconds, but something positive your staff pointed out to us, Wisconsin ranking among the 10 best state economies in America in 26. That's a great little nugget there.
Yeah, there's a lot we got to get to maybe next show. But yeah, CNBC said Wisconsin is among the top 20%. A lot of different reasons for that. We got very good state fiscal health situation. We don't rely upon a lot of federal money here. There's a lot of foreign direct investment. Business formation has been through the roof since 2020. So it's good news. It's a great place to live, great place to work, great place to do business.
Dale Coenga is the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, always looking out for our interests here in Southeast Wisconsin. We appreciate that. Thank you, Dale.
Thanks, Jeff. Talk to you later.